After a surge last month in COVID cases here in Ellis County, Ellis County Health Services Director Jason Kennedy says things are looking up. He shares with us all the latest on this episode of the Post Podcast.
The case is down and outlook up, I guess, is the way to describe it. So for Ellis County specifically, we kind of saw our peak August 30th, September 1st, right around there. And we've seen a fairly precipitous decline in cases since then. The good thing is really throughout this entire Delta surge that the news media and all of the science doctors were just pushing as was going to just be the worst thing ever. We actually saw fairly negligible mortality. We did see an increase in hospitalizations short term, but we did see that this virus was kind of fast on and fast off like we expected, and the vaccines worked. We had, I believe, one death. To look, I think there's been one death since June throughout the entire Delta surge here in Ellis County. And now that's not ever to marginalize that one person. We've talked about this. We case this, case that. It's all we focus on is these numbers, and what we forget is the numbers are people, and they are impacts to families. And so to that family, one death is a lot. But when you look globally and when you look at what we've done to this country, it's just not the impact that everyone said it was going to be. And so, we've had far more deaths in Ellis County since July from everything else, from mental health suicides, drug overdoses, just normal aging elderly population. But we don't seem to talk about those cases. So we just need to remember as we go through this that everyone has dealt with something through this time period. And so we all need to care about each other and realize that everybody has a stake in this. So we've been fortunate. Delta has not been a big impact in Ellis County. We did see cases. The case trend stayed well below what it was last year at the exact same time. Our hospitals were fine. We did not overwhelm our healthcare network as usual. We have yet to overwhelm the healthcare network in this state or really in this country. And luckily here in Ellis County, we have a phenomenal healthcare network. So we are very blessed to not only be in Western Kansas, where we're insulated from a lot of the craziness of politics and everything else, but we also have phenomenal healthcare out here. So, the Delta surge was not what they said it was going to be for Ellis County, thankfully. And I do think we are finally to the backside of this. But we do have winter coming up. We've got flu season. We've got everything else that normal viruses that transmit. So we will still continue to have some healthcare issues that we have to deal with through this next few months. But we are thankfully, I believe, on the backside of the COVID crisis for now.
Fantastic news. I'm curious, we're starting to hear a little bit of rumblings about a new variant. I'm not even sure I'm saying it right, but the Mu variant, maybe. I'm wondering if you want to just talk a little bit about that. Is that something to be concerned about?
No.
Okay.
It's so simple answer is no. Same thing as Delta. Same thing as we see with any other viruses. Generally, what we see with viruses is as they propagate, as they mutate, they become more virulent or more transmissible, but less virulent. So what that means is, yes, they transmit easier, but they become less deadly. They lead to less hospitalizations, less mortality. So right now, even Delta has shown to be that way with the vaccine. The vaccines are highly effective against all of these variants. I don't think that it's something to be concerned about for now. Now, can that change? Sure. But Delta pretty much played out the way we expected in that it wasn't going to lead to a big impact because the vaccines work. And a vast majority of the population has had some type of exposure to COVID at this point. And so despite what the science doctors might tell you or the national news media, what I tell you is turn TV off, look out your window. Does anything look different out there? As you look out there, is it different? And so what you see with your eyes right now is what is actually happening there. And so it's, we're okay here. Be smart, be safe. get the COVID vaccine. Honestly, this stuff works. Regardless of your political place or your feelings towards this, I will tell you, the vaccine works. It works at reduction in hospitalizations. It works at reduction in deaths. And so that does work. We do know that. That is the one thing that the science doctors and talking heads have given us that actually works. And so it's, you know, if you're concerned, if you're at risk, definitely be vaccinated. Now with that, booster dose confusion, more mixed messaging.
Yeah, tell me about it. I don't even know what I should be doing with the boosters right now.
No, completely botched rollout of everything at the federal level again. Not shocking, and I'm sure the state will screw it up when it gets here too. So it's, you know, right now, so the booster dose got approved. We've been telling everybody that we're going to follow the science. We're going to follow the science. Except for if the science doesn't agree with our opinion, and then we just sort of do whatever we want. And so that's what happened with this CDC rollout of this Pfizer booster dose. So the Pfizer panel came out, the CDC panel came out and said, the science doesn't support a booster dose at this time. That's what the science tells us. And what they're saying is the vaccines are still effective right now. And we can see that. We know that here locally. We know that people that are vaccinated are not going to the hospital. Do we see some breakthrough infections? Sure, but not a lot of them. And if we do, they're not going to the hospital and they're not dying. So we know the vaccine works. Science is telling us it works. Then you have the CDC director come out and say, you know what? I'm not going to listen to that advice. We're just going to plow forward with our agenda and we're going to approve it. We're going to say, go for this population, those 65 and over, anyone that has a high risk of infection. So they're talking about teachers, first responders, law enforcement, nurses, doctors, what we would have called frontline workers at the beginning. Now, please don't take this as I'm anti-booster dose. I'm fine. And honestly, whoever wants a booster dose, great. That is up to you. But the science does not support that you need it at this time. We don't need it. Because the vaccines are still effective. And then you've got the people that got Moderna and they got Johnson & Johnson. They're saying, well, what about us? Why only Pfizer? Why only the focus on Pfizer? And honestly, I can't give anybody a good answer on that besides there must be some money behind it or politics, whatever. But I told people from the start I wouldn't play politics, so I don't know. I don't know what about Moderna. I don't know what about Johnson & Johnson because the people that are supposed to be guiding us, our science doctors and our talking heads, aren't giving us any type of good information. So right now, we're kind of just hanging out there. What I will tell you is that Pfizer is not currently approved in the state of Kansas for a booster dose. We are waiting on KDHE to send that out. Once they send that out, we will start administering them at the health department. I am not going to refuse anyone that believes they're in those groups. We've been giving booster doses for a long time now to the immunocompromised population. We will follow whatever the CDC says with booster doses. But honestly, at this point, the science really doesn't support that everybody needs a booster dose. So what I would tell you is call your doctors. We see these science doctors on TV. Anyone willing to get on TV seems to have an overly alarmist opinion. What I will tell you is our local doctors are not like that. Our local doctors are very intelligent, very, very well-versed on COVID. And they don't always share the same opinion as what you see the person with the doctor in front of their name on TV has. And so call your local doctor. Engage with them. They know you better than probably you know yourself. And so engage with them. Talk to them about your options. Once the booster doses are approved, we will start giving them here. And like I said, if you're immunocompromised right now, you can come up and get a booster dose of Pfizer. Now, they don't recommend a mixed vaccine. So if you got Moderna, just wait. You're okay. You don't need a booster dose right now. There's nothing to show that your vaccine's not effective. Same thing as Johnson & Johnson. Actually, everything's proven to be effective still. So it is okay to wait. You don't need to run out and get a Pfizer dose. Stay with the vaccine you started with. So if you got Pfizer, stay with Pfizer. If you got Moderna, stay with Moderna. If you got Johnson & Johnson, stay with Johnson & Johnson. And I will tell you, all of them are highly effective. We have not seen any statistical evidence here in Ellis County to show that one's worse or better or whatever. They're all working to reduce hospitalizations and mortality.
Excellent. Jason, we just got about 20, 30 seconds left here, but I just want to do a quick follow-up on this. Now, while I understand that maybe the timing isn't pressing to go get one of these shots, if you did get the Pfizer vaccine and now you're getting that Pfizer booster, it still is safe, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same exact vaccine. They are, what we've heard is that they're going to reduce the dosage of it a little bit, but it's the exact same vaccine. There's been no change in formulation. There's been no change in the ingredients of it, the chemicals. I know there's something going around on Facebook that there is no change to this vaccine from what you got the first time. It is still safe. It will be effective. It does boost the effectiveness. There's no doubt about that. But necessity, that's a whole nother question.